高大师恒迪，诸位法师，诸位菩萨，阿弥陀佛。
Good morning, Ambassador, as well as everyone in the audience. Good morning, 阿弥陀佛。
刚才有人问我为什么要浴火啊？
People have asked me earlier, why is it that we have to bathe the Buddha?
因为历史上应该两千多少年前，五千在2500年前的，今天是4月28是吧？4月8号，对，反正国历的4月8号是释迦牟尼佛的出生的日期啊。他诞生的时候，我们小 baby 诞生的时候要什么？要洗一洗嘛，所以叫做浴火。
Well, back in 2500 years ago, the Buddha was born, and he was born on, I think, April 8th. And when babies are first born, you will have to first wash the newborn, and thus the tradition of bathing the Buddha.
那活的刚生下来的身体脏脏的，把它洗干净啊，那身体就干净了。那象征着就是我们人，我们每个人也是一尊佛。那你因为身体脏了，把它洗干净了，让我们的佛性啊，佛性的智慧跟慈悲显现出来，所以叫做浴火啊。
So when the Buddha was first born, his body was dirty, so we had to bathe him. And now, we also have to, the gesture of bathing the Buddha also signifies that we are bathing ourselves, our own mind, so we can reveal our Buddha nature.
所以你们今天来是，你们刚刚是浴佛还是浴你的心
？So the question that I'm posing to you now is, were you bathing the Buddha or are you washing your own mind？
没关系，你是浴佛或是浴心，至少你今天念佛哈，浴佛这些过程你都参加了哈，那是有一些功德的哈。
It doesn't really matter, regardless you're washing the Buddha or washing your own mind, you have participated in today's activities, and there will be both merit and virtues.
我先讲一个故事啊，那在佛罗时代有一个人想要出家啊，那佛的弟子舍利佛他就用神通一看，也说这个人没有善根啊，因为他用他的神通看他无量劫的过去世都不曾有接触佛法，所以说你不能出家啊。那个人很伤心，就在屋外就哭了啊。那佛陀就问他什么事啊？结果佛陀一看说你可以出家啊。然后结果他一出家以后没有多久就证阿罗汉啊。那为什么舍利佛认为他不能出家，那佛认为他可以出家呢？
Let me first start out with a short story. Back in Buddha's time, there was this person who wanted to become monastic. And so he first approached the Shariputra. And Shariputra, using his spiritual power and observed this person's past karma, and came to the conclusion that, no, you are not able to become a monastic because you hadn't planted any good roots in the past. This person was remorse and very sad. So he started crying, and he was crying outside of where Buddha was living. And then Buddha heard this person crying and came out and actually used his more extensive spiritual power and look into this person's past and say, actually, you can become a monastic. And after that, after this person became a monk, very soon he actually attained arhathood. And so let me ask you, why is it? Why is it that Shariputra said this person couldn't become a monastic while the Buddha said he could?
因为这位菩萨哈，就是在无量劫之前，就是舍利佛神通看不到的之前，他有一次他当樵夫，那碰到一只老虎要咬他，然后他就练了什么南无佛，然后跑到树上去，就这一句话，所以他在无量劫以后，就能够有善根，然后能够证阿罗汉啊。那我们今天我们练的 本师释迦牟尼我念的应该是十几分钟有了嘛，所以我们是十几倍的善根了。
So the reason why the Buddha said this person could become a monastic was because back in many, many numerous kalpas ago, this person, and that amount of time is beyond Shariputra's spiritual power. Shariputra wasn't able to see it. The Buddha could. And the Buddha saw that this person back then was a woodcutter. And he was cutting the woods in the forest, and suddenly there was a tiger trying to eat him up. And so this person rushed, climbed up to a tree, and then recited just once, Namo, meaning paying respect to the Buddha, Namo for, Namo to the Buddha. And because of that one single recitation, this person had planted the seed and later was able to become monastic and then attain arhathood. So that person with just one recitation of the Buddha's name was able to accomplish so much. And today you have been sitting here for over 10, 15 minutes and recited many more times than that person. So that means you have accumulated so much more merit and virtue.
那我们今天的题目讲心佛众生啊，生无差别，可以讲说针对今天的义佛节的一个特别专题演讲啊。
So the topic for today's talk is the mind, the Buddha, and sentient beings, one in essence. That's a special topic for today's occasion.
我们有一些人可能不知道，我们皆有成佛的潜能啊。如果常常听佛法，大概知道这个道理啊。
Some of you may know, but some of you may not know that all of us have the potential to become the Buddha.
成佛有什么好处
？What do you get for becoming a Buddha? What's the benefit?
真的要讲也讲不出来啊，可能就成佛了。坐在这边让人家什么膜拜啊
If you really want me to describe it, it's kind of hard to say it too. So you may think, oh, the only benefit for becoming Buddha is to sit there so people will prostrate and bow in front of you. Is that so?
我们讲的比较具体，就是成佛以后，你的智慧跟慈悲开挖出来了。那智慧开挖出来有什么好处？
But to be a little bit more concrete, to become a Buddha means that you would rediscover and reveal your own wisdom and compassion. But then again, you may continue to ask, what is the advantage for having your wisdom rediscovered?
智慧讲具体一点，就是我在这边就胡说八道，那讲的乱七八糟的，那你坐在那边不会烦躁，叫做。
So, to the least, one of the functions of wisdom is perhaps, you know, I'm sitting here giving this talk and you may feel the talk is disorganized or you don't know what I'm talking about. But if you have the wisdom, then you will be able to sit there without getting agitated.
另外就是如果你被 lay off 了，那得了癌症，医生说剩下两个礼拜啊。如果你是佛的话，还是什么？还是面带什么？面带笑容的。
Or in another case, if you have been pronounced of having the cancer, or you got laid off, and you only have so much time left in the world, if you are a Buddha, then you will be able to carry on your daily activities as normal and be able to smile in contentment.
那如果有智慧的话，你说你这一生会不会升官啊？会不会赚大钱？你大概知道啊。
If you have wisdom, then you will probably be able to foretell whether in this lifetime whether you will advance in your job or whether you will earn a great amount of wealth. You will be able to predict that.
我们刚刚在唱有没有？世间所有什么一切我尽见有没有？就是佛就是什么无所什么不知。
Part of our chant earlier is that of all the Buddhas in the world, they are able to see inexhaustively of everything in the world. That shows that they have the capacity to see, to know without any obstructions.
但佛不是无所不能，比上帝差一点了。
Even though Buddha has the ability to see, to understand, but the Buddha is not all-powerful, so maybe a little bit less than the God.
我们知道佛有三不能嘛，哈。
All right, do you know that there are three things that the Buddha is not capable of doing?
他没有办法度尽一切众生，也没有办法度无缘的众生。另外一个是什么？就度，第三个我忘记了。
I remember two of them only. I forgot the third one. One is that he's not able to reach out to people who doesn't have affinity with him. And the second one is that he's not able to help all of the sentient beings in the world because it's just too numerous.
我以前出家不久，大概五年左右，我一直以为佛什么叫佛？就是可以什么神通广大，可以变啊一变变什么一变变成两个人，然后能够知过去知未来啊，就是我们有佛有六神通啊。那我是把前面的五神通当成佛。
It wasn't long after I became a monk. Back then, my understanding of what a Buddha is he has all these wonderful spiritual powers. He's able to see, he's able to go anywhere he wants, and he's able to transform himself into all sorts of beings. That was my understanding of what a Buddha is. So the Buddha actually has six different spiritual powers, but I mistakenly took the first five as what the Buddha is. Not and forgetting the last one.
其实真正佛的那一个是，我们讲说是什么智慧跟慈悲，就我们叫做漏尽通，啊，不是前面的五通啊。
And so actually, the last spiritual power is that everything has been exhausted. There's no more seeds left, and so he has the ability. He has all the wisdoms and compassions.That's the most important spiritual power that he had.
如果我们能够开花这种智慧跟慈悲，第一点，你不怕死，因为什么？因为没有死这件事情。
If we are able to rediscover our inner wisdom and compassion, the first benefit is that you will no longer be afraid of death, because you realize there's really no such thing as death.
就是我们一般死的观念就是你的身体不能呼吸了，心跳没有了，然后坏掉叫做死嘛。那这个是身体，并不是你，是身体死掉，身体坏掉了，不是你会死掉。
Usually the way we think of death is you stop breathing, you can no longer function, and the body decays. But really, when you think about it, is it really you or is it merely your physical body that has decayed?
我们现在看不到佛啊。那我曾经去在这个景德传灯路看到一些祖师啊，他们很厉害，他们可以这样坐着讲一讲，然后突然间我就死掉了啊。然后过几分钟大家在哭了，然后我又活过来了啊，然后死掉又活过来，那你就知道这个身体是什么。是一个工具。
We're not able to see the Buddha this day and age, but I have read a lot of records passed down from patriarchs, and there are a lot of well-cultivated patriarchs who have these abilities that, for instance, they may be sitting here giving a talk right now, and suddenly they just gave up life and they pass away.And then as soon as his disciples start crying and grieving, and suddenly this person became alive again. So they had the ability to go as they wish freely.
那我想说，如果说我们知道，就是我们不会不生不死的话，那 我们对这一个世界或对这一个宇宙啊，或对这个社会，可能你的看法会重新定位。
But if you have wisdom, you will realize that really, there's really no death and no life, no living. The concepts are not dichotomous. So with that understanding, then your way of perceiving the world, the way you function in the world will change drastically.
I'm 今天讲心佛众生，那么现在从心的角度来看看我们跟众生，我们是众生嘛，那众生跟佛跟我们的心是有什么关系的。
So, the topic for today is the mind, the Buddha, and sentient beings, one in essence. So we'll first, start looking at the mind, and, because we're sentient beings, so from the perspective of a sentient being, what is the distinction between the mind and the Buddha?
大家今天坐在这边，室里面，身体坐在这边，然后用神农体来听我。很多人就一下就讲到心了，有人说用耳朵听，对不对？用眼睛看，用耳朵听，对不对
？So you're all sitting here today, listening to the Dharma talk. Your physical body is here, and what is it that you use to listen to the talk?
如果我们今天也有前面有一排死人哦，他们也有耳朵，也有眼睛，他可不可以听
？You may say it's the ear that you use to listen.But some of you actually answered the mind. You went directly to the point. So let me give you an instance to illustrate the difference. If there's some corpse laying in front of the altar right now, and they all still have the ears, are they able to hear the talk?
其实因为大家用心啊，透过眼睛，透过耳朵看跟听。透过身体去感觉，是最重要，是主要是心。
So, if you answered the ear, it actually have to redirect you. It's actually the mind that you're using. We use our mind to perceive the world. Through using our mind, we're able to see, to hear, and through our physical body to have sensations.
如果我们身体败坏掉了，我们心基本上还是在的哈。那我可以举个例子哦。
Even if the body has deteriorated, the mind still exists, and I can give you an example for that.
就是有一个菩萨，他在台湾高速公路，然后他可能手伸出去了，然后被撞了啊，就一直滴血啊，最后就失血过多，然后就死掉了啊。那车子就看到这一个人死掉以后，他就下交流道啊，在嘉义啊。就把他送到这个消防队啊，消防队就量一下脉搏跟什么，跟心跳。他说啊，这个人死掉了，你送来干嘛？就那个人哦，已经死掉了，但是他还是什么睁开眼睛瞪他哦。哦，那消防队说哈哈，送，他就把他送到医院去了。医院当然医生也是什么，也是量脉搏、量心跳。哎，说这个死掉了，送来干嘛？就那个人还是不放弃哦，还是眼睛瞪他啊。那医生当然也不知道怎么救啦。那随行的一个记者，本来是专门跑这种新闻的人啊，说他从此以后他不再跑这种新闻了啦。那我是讲说，这个人已经什么，就是脑可能脑细胞什么东西都什么脑细胞已经坏掉了。可是他还是用他的心力什么去打开眼睛的，表示说我还活着呢，你不要放弃这样子啊。那这个要告诉各位说，身体败坏了，那个心并没有败坏。
So this is actually a real life example. There was a person in Taiwan. He was in the passenger seat and with the driver driving on the highway. And this person unknowingly just stuck out his hand, his arm.And the arm was hit by other cars and broke. So this person actually started bleeding profusely and bled to death. And his friend, the driver, saw what happened and rushed him to the nearest fire department. And as soon as they arrived, some of the medical crew in the fire department took this person's vital signs and said, you know, this person is dead already. There's no use trying to revive him. But even without vital signs, this person actually popped open his eyes and stared at the medical person as if he's trying to say, don't give up on me yet. And everyone was startled, so the crew actually said, then go ahead, rush him to the hospital that's close by. So as soon as they took him to the ER, the doctors on call also, again, took the vital signs and said, this person is totally dead. There's really nothing you can do about it. Yet this person once again popped open his eyes and stared at the doctor, again, as if saying, don't give up on me. So what is it? What is it? This person did not have any vital signs anymore, and it has been quite a long time before, a long lag already. So the brain, all the brain cells is probably deteriorated already. Yet this person was able to use his will or his mind to perform these incredible deeds of opening eyes without having any vital signs. So what does that mean? That just gives us a very concrete example that even beyond the physical body, even if the body has decayed, has deteriorated, and seemed to have passed away, the mind is still functioning. The mind still exists.
另外一个例子是，有一次我跟一个菩萨啊在对谈，那个菩萨是一个学生，15岁啊，他从新加坡来到这个就是台北的金山啊，他有一些问题跟我谈啊。那他有一个同学，同班同学就因为吃安眠药啊，就往生了。在跟我谈的过程当中，他就看到他的同学在那边走来走去的啊，那我是看不到啊。然后接下来他就讲说，给我烧掉了啦，就是那个走来走去的人说，给我烧掉了啦，那说把我骨灰放过去以后就不再看我了啊，也就是说他，我们是在台北的金山，可是这一个人是在新加坡，他的同学是在新加坡往生，那天早上可能就是尸体就在殡仪馆什么火化嘛啊，他妈妈可能准备把他什么把他放在灵骨塔以后，那就没事了嘛，但是这一个人讲说，你们给我烧掉了啦，你看给我烧掉了，到底哪个是我啊，那还有说把我骨灰放在那边就不再看什么，不再看我了啊，他把骨灰当成什么，当成他，也把他什么那个尸体当成他，有没有给我烧掉了，有没有，那我就问他说，那现在在讲话是谁，他没有参禅，他不懂我在问什么。
There's also another example. I have a student who lives in Singapore, and this person came to visit me to have some discussion about Buddhism with me in Taipei. And while this person and I were having this conversation, one of his friends in Singapore actually committed suicide, killed him or herself, and also they cremated his body then at the same time as we were having this dialogue in Taipei. And while we're having this talk, my student said to me, my friend is walking in front of me, pacing back and forth. He's really angry. And this spirit, if we call it that, this spirit or whatever it is, was complaining that, oh, they cremated my body, they burned my body, and after they put me in the pagoda, nobody pay attention to me anymore. They don't look at me anymore. So the spirit was agitated, pacing and complaining in front of my student and me. And I wasn't able to see it. But my students said that was what's happening. Whereas the actual the cremation was taking place in Singapore, and we were in Taipei. So through my student, I asked the spirit, if your body is burned, has been burned, then who is it that's talking? Is it your physical body or the remain of your body after the cremation? Or who is it that's talking? And unfortunately, this spirit, because this person had no experience in Huatou meditation, so wasn't able to answer the question or use that critical moment to penetrate this very deep question.
所以师父为什么要止存？因为你杀掉以后，你还会把什么骨灰当成你，可能会可能抱怨说，我不要跟谁哈放在一起，对不对？那这一件事，刚刚这一件事，其实常法华是在现场啊，这不是，只是我一个人讲而已啊。
Based on this example, we can clearly understand why 师父, when he passed away, he didn't want his the cremation, the remain of his ashes to be put in the pagoda or on some sort of pedestal. It was all scattered and buried into the earth because people or the mind has a tendency to grasp onto the notion of self. So even after the body has been cremated, it's still possible that your mind will grasp onto the ashes thinking that is me. And that's why you don't even keep the ash. You bury it and recycle it into the earth. And but the story, the Singaporean story that I just told you about, Chang Hua Fa Shi was actually present as well, so it's not something I just made up. It was a real incident.
其实包括我们有一位法师，也就是往生的，我记得师父也是跟他开始说：“毛法师，你不要把骨灰当成你哦。”
I also remember that one of our fellow Dharma master passed away. When this person passed away, Shifu also, in front of his corpse, reminded this person that. So and so, do not mistaken the ashes as you. Just let go.
我讲这个主要就是说，我们的心啊，不会因为你的肉体的败坏，那就没有了啊。那这个是我自己的经验啊，所以还包括这些祖师大德，还有我想你们可能多多少可以碰到这一些。那这样的话，那你对人生的那一个意义可能会重新定位。
The reason why I'm giving you all these examples is because I want to illustrate that even with the body gone, the mind still exists. It doesn't go with the body. So, and it's not just based on my personal experience from what I've observed. It has also been recorded in all the case studies and stories of past patriarchs. So, to have this crucial understanding that the mind is beyond the body is very significant. It will impact the way you perceive as well as interact with the world.
其实真正的我们自己是我们那一颗心啊，那现在我们坐在这边的那个是穿着一个这样人的造型的外表的一颗心啊，它既有看听移动身体讲话思考的功能，可是能够思考能够移动身体是我们内在的那一颗心。
So when we say me or I, we're really referring to the mind. And so who is it that's sitting here listening to the talk? It's the mind wearing this so-called robe of our physical body sitting here. It's the body that's sitting here. The body may demonstrate the functions of walking, talking, thinking, but really what's behind all that is not the body. It's the mind that is using the body to interact with the world and to perform these various functions.
那我们，但是我们平常我们不会觉得就是说，哎，我里面有一颗心， 啊，这个心是这个心在看在听，我们有时候觉得是我用，是眼睛在看，耳朵在听，然后我们会认为想法是我。
In our daily experience, though, usually we don't feel that there is this mind within functioning. We tend to feel it's my body that's walking. I'm using my ears to listen. I'm using my brain to think. I'm using my mouth to talk. We don't realize that these are all related to the mind.
那我们常常把各种感觉当成我，比如说我很失望啊，我很失望，也就是说你可以感觉到失望的什么的那种感觉，还有失望的想法，这个想法还有感觉是被你什么被你心感知到了，但是我们会把这些想法感觉当成我。如果这些是你，当这些想法这些感觉是变了以后，你应该就要消失了，可是你并没有消失。
And oftentimes we also take our thoughts or our emotions, our feelings as the self, mistakenly so, not realizing that it's really the mind. So sometimes you will hear people say, oh, I'm so sad, I feel so disappointed. They feel that I am disappointed, not realizing that the feelings of disappointment or the thought of I am disappointed, these are merely phenomena. These are objects of your mind, of your awareness. So based on that logic, if you say the thought is me or the feeling is me, well, thoughts and feelings change. So once the thought perishes and the feeling is gone, if you still claim that those feelings are you, then shouldn't you be gone with the thought as well? But that's not the case. The thought is gone, but you're still there. So that's a clear indicator that your thoughts and your feelings are not synonymous as you.
我们用这颗心产生，比如说刚才说失望的感觉，产生失望的想法，然后就用这颗心把失望的感觉、失望的想法当成我，那这样的话，我们叫做众生。
So this mind gives rise to the functions of feelings, of feeling disappointment, feeling sad, and then we also use these our mind to perceive these thoughts, to perceive these feelings. But as sentient beings, we often fail to untangle the two, and we then mistakenly, delusionally think that the mind is the feelings or the self is the thought. And so that's what makes us sentient beings and not a Buddha.
那如果你知道这种失望的感觉、失望的想法，还包括你这个身体是你的心的一种功能，那它不是我，但是也没有离开心啊。如果你能够体验到这一部分，慢慢的，可能我们的佛性的智慧跟慈悲慢慢就会显现出来。
But if you understand that our thoughts, our feelings, and even this physical body, our physical sensations, are merely phenomena, objects of the mind. They are not the same as the mind. At the same time, the mind doesn't depart from those either. With that understanding, then gradually your wisdom and your compassion will reveal themselves.
那么现在我们来谈一谈，就是心到底是什么？现在我们讲到的心啊。
Well, let us move on and have a little discussion about what the mind is. What is the mind, after all?
在我们的经验里面，我们会有各种心，譬如说嗔心、贪心，还有什么变心是吧？还有什么心？还有中国这是很多心，我现在什么临时说话讲不出来了。 啊，这很伤心开心哈、啊，一大堆的心啊。
And so usually, you know, what is the mind? In Chinese, we often say, you could have the greedy mind, the angry mind, or you can have a change of mind, change of heart. In Chinese, mind and heart is the same character. And, or the loving mind, loving heart, etc., etc. There seems to be, the mind seems to be quite multifaceted.
还有说，你给我小心啊！你不要那么花心啊！要专心听的嘛，都是用心的嘛。
Or sometimes people, a teacher may say, "Oh, you need to focus your mind." Or a girlfriend or boyfriend may say to each other, "Say, you better watch out. You know, be careful. You do not dare to change your heart, or I'll be after you." So these are all phrases that are commonly associated with the word mind.
可是换成英文就没有心了。
But once you translate that into English, somehow the mind seems to disappear, or you know, where's the heart, where's the mind? Can't quite find it anymore.
小心就没有，里面就英文就没有心嘛，对不对？
So you better watch out. You know that phrase in Chinese. The characters are actually small mind. But once you do the translation, then you know that.The play on with the word is gone.
那这些心是你还是心的是你心的功能呢？是哪一个？
But when we say all these, you know, an angry mind, a greedy mind, etc., etc., are these the mind itself, the essence of the mind, or are these merely functions of the mind?
其实这是心的功能、哦、我们有心、心有非常非常的功非常非常多的功能，譬如说我们的心可以思考，可以回忆，可以做判断、那我们一般我们都会讲说我在做判断，那我想想看有没有，其实当你讲这个我的时候，其实是心在产生这些功能。
In truth, these are functions of the mind, and the mind has many, many, many different sorts of functions. So sometimes you can say, let me think about it, or let me try to make some judgment based on what you said, etc. These are functions of the mind, not the mind itself.
当你讲说我想想看，其实是你的心啊，去你的记里面去取你要的的资料，那些资料是以言相出现，或是以画面的相出现，那都是相，就是你用你的心性去取各种相。
So when you say to people, "Oh, let me mull over this, let me think about, contemplate this a little bit more," what's happening is you're using your mind.To go back to the database of your memory, so to speak, and to retrieve some sort of image. It could be an image or it could be words that has been stored in file in your memory. So the mind, is used to do the retrieval and then use that, as a means or a platform to do the so-called mulling over or contemplating.
如果问你说一加二等于多少，你马上会讲说三，因为你的心就会什么，浮出一个一加二的相，然后就浮出一个三的相，对不对
？So if I ask you what is 1 plus 2, you will immediately answer it's 3. It's because the mind again went back to your memory, retrieved the form of 1 plus 2.And then yielding the number 3, the mind had retrieved this information from your past experience.
有没有可能就是我问你说一加二，然后结果你就是一加二，有没有可能？有可能。我等一下讲个故事给你听。
Well, is it possible that if I ask you such a simple question, what is 1 plus 2, that you won't be able to answer, that you sort of get stuck on that question, 1 plus 2, but not able to move beyond that. Can this also happen? Yes, it can. Let me give you an example really quick.
就有一次我在台湾就是台东有一个小朋友的学佛营啊，那我就教小朋友禅修啊，那我说你们等一下哈、啊，你就听我引导啊，那听我引导，你们就是先放松身体，然后专注你的呼吸啊，那专注以后我讲什么，你就还在注意呼吸，不要管我的啊，不要管我在讲什么啊，就他们就很专注的，就是体验呼吸，我非常专注。那我讲说一加二等于多少，没有人回答我。然后这里面王八蛋，没有人回答我。表示什么？他听到这些声音以后，他不会去什么去连接其他的什么像想法，不会的。
So this happened back when I was in Taiwan. I was in Taidong, one of the cities in Taiwan, and I was conducting a children's meditation camp, children's chant camp. And so I was teaching a bunch of kids how to meditate.And so I taught them first to relax your body and to focus on your breathing. And I told them to focus solely on the breathing and don't pay attention to any other stimulations in the environment. And these kids were really good. They were very, very focused. And so while they were sitting there minding their breathing, I asked them, what is 1 + 2? No one answered. They just...continue on being mindful of breathing. And then I tested it out and I called them, you guys are lousy. And again, no one responded. And so when people are under that kind of concentration, then their mind ceases to move back and forth to retrieve the different forms from their past experience. And they were just focusing on the moment.
所以如果说有人骂你，那你就是一直什么，一直放松了，你也不会生气。
So we can use that in our daily lives too. So if someone actually scolded you or said bad things, you could just continue to relax, focus on your breathing, and won't be bothered by those words at all.
这是真实的。我们台湾有一个，可能你们知道了，叫陈武雄，可能知道哈、哦，他以前是农委会的主委哈、哦，他也不怕我讲这个故事啊。他有一天，他跟他老婆，他老婆跟他，要关机，有声音。他有一天，他老婆跟他吵架，结果他就一直放松哈、哦，结果他老婆就说：“你用八式动禅对付我。”因为他们每天都带八式动禅哈、哦，那他们平常都一直放松嘛，所以他老婆吵架，他一直放松，一直放松，他没有回嘴啊。他老婆也是八式动禅的师资，所以一看就是他在用八式动禅。
So, there's also another example. There's this person in Taiwan. He's the head of the Agriculture Committee, Mr. Wu Xiong Chen. And it's okay for me to share the story with you. He doesn't mind. So once his wife was yelling at him, you know, scolding him, and he just continued to relax and not pay any attention.And because both the wife and the husband, they are very well steeped in the practice of Chan and also in the movements, the eight movements of Chan. So the wife, and she actually has teaching credential and teaching qualification to teach these exercises. So she knew what he was doing and she said to him, how dare you use this Chan method to respond to me?So that was a funny story, but you know, that shows that when you're truly relaxed, it's okay. You don't have to pay attention to what people say.
那个陈武雄菩萨讲说，有啊，我有注意在听你在骂什么啊。
But Mr. Chen responded, saying, "Yeah, I was listening. You know, I wasn't just tuning you out. I was paying attention."
算是有功夫了，不过这个功夫还差一点呢。好一点功夫应该怎么样？这样吵，然后一边放松一边吵这样子。
Well, that story shows that this person actually has attained quite a bit of depth already in his practice, but he's still one step short. For someone who's truly there already, that person will be able to continue to relax while still engaging in a very active argument simultaneously.
不过这是定的功夫，其实这定的功夫，当外境很强烈的时候，其实你是会输掉的啊、哦。 应该是要慧进来，智慧的慧。
So what Mr. Chen actually demonstrated is、what you can do with the power of concentration,、very deep concentration. However,、when you are really confronted with some、really aggravating situation,、concentration can still be penetrated by those external circumstances. So in that case, what really needs to come into the formula is...the power of wisdom, true understanding.
因为就是慧，就是说，就是同样那个例子，就是没有什么骂我的外境，没有被骂的我，也就是没有骂我的老婆，没有被骂的我，那就已经不是定了，那是慧。
So, what is it like to use wisdom? In that example,To exercise your wisdom is to have the understanding that there isn't an external person yelling at me. And there isn't a me that's being yelling at. So to have that kind of understanding, that's you're already transcending, going beyond concentration and using、wisdom to deal with the situation.
那如果我们用心来描述，就是说你用心看到这样一个形象，你用心看到，然后你用心来贴标签，她是我的老婆。那你用心去认为她讲话的声音是什么？是老婆，这个都是心的功能。你认为声音是老婆，或是你用心听到声音是声音，这都是心的功能，但是两者是不太一样的。
So.It's the natural function of the mind to perceive the form of a person. And then further on, you use your mind to exercise the function of putting a label to this image that you perceive. You label it as, this is my wife. And then when your wife is yelling at you, then you further label that as, my wife is yelling at me. So there is a difference, significant difference, between whether your mindyou use a function of the mind to label the sound as my wife, or you clearly see that those sounds are merely sounds.
就像你们现在看到我，你们是用心啊，用心看到我的形象，那用心看到，用心听到我的讲话，这是一个，这是大家是 OK 的。那接下来你是用心判断。我在讲话还是用心判断这是一个形象在讲话，或是用心听到我的讲话，或是用心听到声音，这两者都是心的功能。一个是把声音、就是贴标签是人，一个是声音就是声音，那这都是心的功能，但是功能不一样。
So as a function of your mind, right now you are using your mind to look at my physical form. You're using your mind to listen to the Dharma talk.、these are all functions of the mind and that's fine.、but one step further, you use your mind to see the physical form and interpret that as 法师, as me, or do you...use your mind and perceive the form and recognize that it's a form, it's a physical form. Similarly, you listen to the Dharma talk、and you will do you use your mind to label the talk as spoken by me or do you perceive the sounds as only sounds?、these are all different functions of the mind. The mind is capable of doing either one,、but there's a significant difference between the two.
所以这一个在每一个时间点你都是用心啊，跟外境在接触，那你对外境的判断就有两种，你把声音当成人，或是声音就是声音，这是任何时间都可以看到，你可以去选择这不同的功能啊。
So in anygiven point in time, we are using our mind to interact with the external phenomena, with、our environment. So、you can use your mind to listen to someone talk and say, oh, so-and-so is talking. Or you can use the mind to listen to the talk and realize you're listening to sounds. It just sounds. The sound is not related to that person directly. It's not the same as that person. So in any given point in time, your mind can have both functions, and you have the choice to choose between either one of them.
那如果你听到我的形象，看到我的形象，听到我的声音，那把它当成人，那就叫众生。那如果这一个声音是声音，然后影像是影像，不是人哈，那比较可能会跟成佛有靠近一点啊。
So the way sentient beings operate is when they see my physical form, they think they see me. When they hear my words, they think they hear me. So that's sentient beings. But if you operate the other way, and when you see the form, recognize that it's a physical form that I'm seeing, or when you hear sounds, you recognize it's just a bunch of sounds, then that is the state of the Buddha.
这样会变成怪人啊。我们有一句话叫做什么目中无人啊。目中无人是说这个人很什么很高高这样，实际上从禅宗来讲，就是说他目中不会看到有人相、偶像、众生相、受者相。
So, you may wonder, well, will that make me into a weirdo to operate that way? And actually, in Chinese, there's a saying that, the phrase has been extended to mean someone's very arrogant and egotistic. And the phrase is, you don't see anyone. There's no, you don't see anyone in your eye. You see no one. So the conventional interpretation is bad. But if you interpret it based on Chan's way of thinking, it actually means that you see forms as forms. You no longer interpret the forms as the self, as others,as the phenomenon of time and ascension beings. So that's actually a good thing.
如果你看你目中无人，但是你这样讲说，哎，你好，我好，啊，还这样用世间的话沟通，那这样的功能，我们可以讲说叫做佛的功能啊。
If you're able to practice like that and not really seeing, quote unquote, seeing anyone or perceiving any persons,in your daily interaction, at the same time, simultaneously, still able to interact with others, saying, hi, how are you? I'm doing fine, thank you. If you are able to do that, that means you are already using the functions of the mind that is present for the Buddha. So you're using your mind as a Buddha would.
其实佛的功能跟众生的功能，其实主很关键的其实是有能所跟没有能所，那我们一般人是心躲在身体里面往外看，大部分人是这样子的，就是你的心是躲在身体里面，然后你从你这个角度看到，比如说看到我在你的正前方，我的声音在你的正前方，这是有主体客体，我们叫能看的心，然后所看的对象，我们众生，这样的叫做众生。
The major difference between the functions of ascension beings or comparing to the mind's function of the Buddhas is this notion of subject and object. So for ascension beings, the mind is dwelling in the physical body. So using this... this physical body as the vantage point, then we feel that, oh, I see a Fa Shi sitting right in front of me. That's the way people interpret things. But for the Buddha, they don't do that. So for them, there's no object of their perception, and there's no subject of the person that's doing the perceiving. Without subject and object, that's the function of the mind of Buddhas.
如果你的心就是这种能所的那种模式已经消失了，那你但是你还是清清楚楚的这边有不叫人的啦，叫做影像声音啊，你还是清清楚的，可是你的心 不是在身体里面，是在无所不在。那这样的话，你的体会，你这个心的功能，就会跟一般人完全不一样。
If you are able to operate without the sense of subject and object and seize this continual perpetual momentum, then your body, your mind no longer dwells in your body, using the body as a vantage point to perceive everything. So you'll be able to look at me sitting here, but in that case, you wouldn't even interpret it as a person. You might just say, oh, there's a form sitting there. And you're still able to interact freely with that form. And in that case, you are beginning to use your mind as the Buddha.
要达到这种的，大家可能要禅修的基础啊。比如说，先让我们的身心合一，接下来再让我们内外合一，然后你的心又放下内外合一，那就会刚才进入我刚才说的那一种状态。
To obtain that kind of understanding, or to be able to practice that way, usually it requires meditation, and you need to be very well steeped in the practice of meditation. So first, you have to start off from the unification between the mind and the body. Moving on to the second stage, unification between the internal world as well as exterior. And then finally,you have to let go of all these unifications, just drop it. And in that case, you will be able to see the mind as it truly is.
当你能够进入那种状态，然后你还是一般的，照一般人的跟外界互动，那大概就比较容易体会师父所讲的什么空里有哭笑，然后无事忙终老，就是你不会把什么很忙的这个身体当成我，可是是不是用身体做了很多事，是，所以叫空什么空里有哭笑，就是在心当中还是有种种的功能，可是你不会把这些现象当成我。
If you are able to attain that state, then perhaps you will begin to understand what Shi Fu said as one of his last words, that in the state of emptiness, there's still laughing and crying. And amidst of all the chaos and all the busyness of the world, conducting world affairs, one ages, yet there's nothing to be attained.So in that kind of state, you can still continue to accomplish a lot of deeds and do many things with the society, yet there's nothing that you're attached to. That's the state of Shi Fu.
所以我们在就是今天讲这样子，就是说其实我们每个人的心啊，你在任何时间点其实都跟佛的心完全一样，它只是我们会一直把身体当成我，把感觉当成我，甚至我们讲说把心中的妈妈当成妈妈。那个谁，果智法师说，我怎么都没有讲这一个哈。
So it's important for us to understand that in any given point in time, there's no distinction between.The Buddha's mind and our mind, the essence are the same. Except that when we use our mind, we mistakenly perceive our feelings, our thoughts, our physical sensations as the self, whereas the Buddha doesn't do that. And sometimes we even, when we retrieve an image of our mother in our mind, we think that image is our mother itself, herself.So this is an example that I've been using for the past few years. And the other day someone commented that, how come you didn't mention it again in your last talk? So that's what I'm saying, is to jog your memory. So that is the main difference, perceiving all these phenomena as a self versus not doing so as what a Buddha would do.
我想今天再把这个扎蓬万真拿出来请大家吃一吃啊。
So that seemed to be my signature example, or signature dish. So let me bring it out and use it again to demonstrate my point.
我相信你们听了听懂了，但是你还是会把新中的妈妈当成妈妈，因为我也一样啊。
I think after hearing it so many times, you perhaps understand the logic already intellectually, but when we're actually functioning with the world, weIn most cases, we still mistakenly take our thought of our mother as our real mother. Not only you do that, I do the same too, still.
我可能还是因为这种很值得在讲啊，这一个我们心中会有记忆中会有很多影像，妈妈的影像，小时候的影像啊，你自己的影像，还有你妈妈、爸爸、哥哥、弟弟的种种的影像，那这些影像呢？我想大部分的人从小到死都会认为，妈妈的影像就是妈妈，爸爸的影像就是爸爸。
I'm bringing up this example again because it's very concrete in demonstrating my point. So in all our past memories, we have a lot of memories or files or images of our mother.Of ourselves, of our father and other siblings, and we hold on to all these images and keep accessing them, retrieving them, and in most cases, even until the day we die, we probably still think of those images as the real person, not realizing that they are actually not.
那诶，我们觉得就是。这本来就是妈妈，那大部分人是这样子，所以你想起妈妈，你接下来就会连接种种的感受啊，可能想到妈妈觉得啊，今天是母亲节嘛，就哇好感恩，对不对？那有些想到妈妈说哇气死了，因为妈妈常常在你面前什么讲说人家考几分你才搞几分，常不给你面子，有点就是他想到妈妈就气死了啊，你会。种种感觉，但是它的一个共同条件，你一定要把你记忆中的妈妈的影像当成真正的妈妈，才会有后续的这些感觉，然后你要把你这个感觉当成你。
So usually the way we do it is we think of our mom, it's an image of the mom or the thought of the mom emerges. And from that, because we take those image or the concept as the real mom, then immediately we connect the concept to all our other past experience. So perhaps, for instance, today is Mother's Day. When you think of your mom, then you feel, oh, I'm so grateful to her. Or so there's this emotion. Or another case is for another person, that person may think of his mom and think,When I was growing up, she kept comparing me with the neighbor's kids, kept saying that he got such point on the test, but I'm like flunking it. So you have a lot of memories of anger. And that is only because when we think of our mom, the concept of a mom or the sound or image of mom, we mistakenly think that is the real person.And from that point on, we make associations with all the other related the memories from our past.
怎么样厘清就是心中妈妈的影像不是真正的妈妈？我还是要就是在里面，其实你们要把它记起来，以后再告诉别人说怎么要让人家相信那个不是妈妈啊。那第一步啊，你先翻译啊。
So that's what I'm trying to teach you here. How do you distinguish between the two and truly come in term with the notion that the image of your mom in your head is not the real person? How do you exactly do that?
在里面关键点就是不要把没有生命、无知无觉的物质影像当成有知有节有生命的人，我或是妈妈，就是不要把无知无节没有生命的物质当成有 知有节有生命的人，或是我，或是妈妈。
So the first step that you do is understand the image or the concept in your mind. Those are phenomenons that do not have awareness. The phenomenon, the concept in your mind does not have awareness. The concept in your mind does not have feelings, does not have a life of its own. It's merely a concept or an image. It's a material thing. It's a phenomenon, a form. So don't mistaken those. Don't link it with the real person. The real person has awareness. A real person has feelings, has signs of life. So don't connect these unawared images, concepts in your mind with the real breathing person.
比如说照片有知有觉吗？没有啊，对不对？可是我们会把它当成自己，会，对不对？它是无知无觉，没有生命的啊，对不对？譬如说，如果照片是人的话，那你的女朋友跑掉，你就看照片就好了啊。
So let's take a photograph as an example. The photograph itself, the image on the photo, it does not have awareness, doesn't have any feelings, but we often still think that person on the photograph is me.But that cannot be, right? So, for instance, if the image on the photograph is a real person, then in the case, say if your girlfriend broke up with you, then what good? Then there's no need for you to be chasing after her, wanting her back. You just only have to look at the photograph. Then you get your girlfriend back, right? So you see the distinction between image and the actual person.
所以我们也看到有些人就是老婆死掉了或是先生死掉了他就对着相片哦看了两年。
There are also situations where someone, maybe their spouse passed away and, you know, out of grief, the person that's still living will stare at the photo of their spouse for several years in a row and just keep looking at it.
好，再来讲就是，这照片，它是无知无觉的啊，或者说，譬如我这边如果是一个荧幕啊，出现我一个影像，对不对哈、啊？那这个影像不是我，为什么呢？你们讲话的时候看这一个还是看影像
？So, the photo, the images on the photo is does not have awareness, does not have cognition. Similarly.If the image of me sitting here is projected onto a screen on the wall, then when you want to talk to me, who do you interact with? Do you interact with the image on the screen, or do you interact with me, the actual person?
如果你们听得很不爽啊，要用东西丢我，你丢这个还是丢那一个？
If you're really unhappy with what I'm saying and you feel like throwing some rotten eggs at me, then would you throw it at the image on the screen or would you throw it at me, the person sitting here?
所以你终于知道这个是没有生命的，对不对？那这个是有生命的，对不对？可是我们有时候是会把没有生命的当成是有生命的。
So in this case, it's clear for you to see that the image on the screen it doesn't have life, it's not living, and versus...me sitting here is alive. So that may be clear to see. But oftentimes we sometimes even forget that and we take whatever is lifeless, has no cognition, no awareness as the real person.
如果我们把灯关掉这个就 不见了我们灯关掉这个会不会不见还是在的
See, so if we shut off the light of the projector, turn the machine off, then the image on the wall disappears.But if we turn off the light here in the room, my physical being is still sitting here.
同样，你记忆中的妈妈的影像，你想她就有，你不想她就没有。
Similarly, with the image of your mother inside your head, whenever you think of her, the image appears. Whenever you think of something else, stop thinking about her, then the image disappears.
好，你跟她讲话，她会不会回应你？不会的。
When you talk to the image in your head, can the image talk back at you?
还有你就是骂他，他会不会难过？不会。
Or if you yell at your mom in your head, is the real mom going to feel upset?
所以就是说这一个假设你能够懂这一个它就是一个影像，那你以后就是少一点跟他互动，不期望你们就不互动了，没那么快的。
So if you're able to understand the logic behind this and realize that the image in your head is merely an image, then gradually perhaps you'll start interacting less and less with all these images you conjure in your own head. I don't expect you to stop right away, but at least maybe lessen the frequency to decrease the noise in your head.
这个练成功了以后，接下来哦，就第二个就是什么，眼前的妈妈是不是妈妈？
If you're able to reach that stage, you know, this understanding successfully, the next step is to question, now, is the mom that's standing in front of me right now, is that the real mom?
这个蛮难懂的。记忆中的妈妈还可以讲说她不是妈妈，可是眼前的她跟你互动啊，你怎么说她不是你妈妈？
This second level, the second stage of thinking is much harder to understand, because it's easier to tell yourself the image in my head is not my real mom. But how do you apply that logic to the person that's standing in front of you that's actually having real interaction with you? How can you understand that that's not the real mom either?
这边先透露一下，本来是今年的燕国才要再讲这一个部分呢、啊，现在可以先跟大家分享嘛、
啊。I'm going to give you a little bit of a hint right now, even though I'm supposed to reserve this part for later.
看大家能不能懂啊？有没有看过布袋戏啊？布袋戏不是里面有一只手，然后让这个布袋怎么头动来手动啊，然后跑，有没有？
So, let's use an analogy. Have you ever seen a puppet show that, that you put your hand inside the puppet to make the puppet move?
有看过齁。那你们在看布袋戏的时候是看到它外形手在动头在动呢，能不能看到这只手？看不到。
So when you are watching a puppet show, then you see the head moving, the hand moving, the body moving. You don't really see the hand that's inside the puppet, right?
同样的，我这个也是一个布袋戏，里面有一个心让它什么嘴巴讲话，有没有？有没有？是不是？你没有看到后面那个心，看不到的。
So similarly, I'm sitting here. I am a puppet of my mind. It's the physical part that's doing the winking, the talking, making funny faces, but you don't see the mind that's behind or inside the body, do you?
当你有一天看到我后面那一颗心、啊、就是布袋戏里面那只手、大概就是你就成活、啊、成活有希望了。
But one day when you are able to see that hand behindmy physical body or the mind within the body, then that means that there's some chance for you to become the Buddha yourself.
也就是说，其实你要看到你自己不动的那一颗心，没有能守的那一颗心。你看到你自己不动的那一颗心，没有能守的那一颗心，就可以看到我不动的这一颗心。那两个心是连在一起的。
In order for you to see my mind, you actually have to first see your own mind. Your mind is unmoving. The mind that does not operate with a sense of subject and object, that is your true mind. And when you see your true mind, then you will be able to see my mind because the minds are actually connected and the essence is one and the same.
那不管怎么样，就是我们在任何时间点你看到种种的形象，听到种种的声音、哦、还有你自己有种种的感觉，种种的想法，这个都没有离开心，它是心的功能，也是心。
So in summary, in any given point in time, whatever you see, whatever you hear, the feelings and thoughts that you have, Those are not the mind itself. They are the functions of the mind. Yet at the same time, they don't depart. They're no different from the mind. This is a very pivotal point.
可能我要再用一个比喻啊，就是我们的心就像海水啊，那海水有种种的波浪啊，那你的心就像个海水，那这边有可能有100多个人的造型的海浪，还有天花板造型的海浪，还有声音造型的海浪，那这个都是什么？海浪是不是海水？海浪的形状不是海水，可是海浪的本质是什么？是海水。
Let me give you another analogy. The mind is just like the ocean, the water in the ocean. And the phenomena that we perceive, sounds, sight, images, our thoughts, feelings, those are just like the waves on the surface of the ocean. The waves themselves are not the ocean itself. At the same time, the essence of the waves are the same as the ocean.
如果你了解这个道理，那如果你要看到你的什么，你自己的，我们说你自己的本心，或者说我们这个真心，那你要同时什么，看到波浪跟海水，也就是看到种种的现象，然后又看到这个什么，我们的心的本质。如果能够这样子的话，那就是说你这样的心是佛的心。
But in order to penetrate and see your true mind, we have to be able to see simultaneously the waves as well as the essence of the waves, the ocean itself. You do not depart from the waves, but you penetrate and see the two simultaneously, both the phenomena, the waves, as well as the nature, the mind, which is the same as the ocean.
那如果同样的也是种种的什么种种的现象，种种的声音，种种的感觉，但是你只看到现象感觉声音，但是看不到海水，看不到你的那个心，那个叫做众生。
So similarly, if you're only able to see the external phenomena such as the sound that you hear, the images that you see, andgetting caught up in all your emotions and feelings and thoughts, then you are only seeing the phenomenon. You are not seeing the mind. You are not seeing the true nature. Operating that way, you are merely an sentient beings.
所以就是佛跟众生，其实它是一样的，只是在任何时间点，我们的心产生这些种种的现象，那佛是看到现象跟心，那众生是用心看到现象，那就是什么？像我什么？我戴眼镜，那戴眼镜就在找眼镜这样子，只看到现象而已，看不到心本身啊。
So the mind creates all sorts of phenomena. For sentient beings, for the Buddha, the Buddha actually sees both the phenomenon and the mind that creates all these phenomena, the thing that's behind the phenomena, the essence of the phenomena. But for regular sentient beings, we use the mind to create the phenomena and we use the mind to see the phenomenon without seeing the mind itself. It's as if someone just put, I'm putting on my glasses, so I'm wearing my glasses already, but I'm still looking around for my glasses. That's how sentient beings operate.
那我们现在要把我们众生的心，转化佛的心啊，在我们日常生活当中，我的建议是可以从心中的妈妈开始练习啊，心中的妈妈还有你的感觉啊，你有种种感觉，那也不要以为那个感觉是你，也不要以为那个感觉不是你。
So, in order to see our true mind, how do we do that in our daily lives? How do we go about with our practice? My recommendation is to start out with recognizing the mother in your mind is not the same as a real mother. So first, mull over that and think about this. Try to understand that concept. And also, try not to identify yourself with your thoughts or emotions. Realize that whatever you perceive, your thoughts, feelings, emotions, are phenomenons of the mind. At the same time, also realize the phenomenon is not different, does not depart from the mind. And that's how you go about with your daily practice.
如果你们能够这样子用这种方式来修行呢，那今天母亲节就特别意义啊，因为以后你可能不会在你恨你妈妈或讨厌你妈妈。
If you're able to practice like this, then it will lend extra significance to this year's Mother's Day, because from this point on, you will realize the mother in your mind is not the real mother, so you no longer hold grudges against the mother in your head, and you're no longer going to have negative feelings toward her.
因为你真正的妈妈就是那一颗无形无相，有没有？这一个步太极后面的那一颗什么那只手，它是无形无相的。
You need to realize that your true mom, your true mother, is this invisible hand that's behind the puppet show. It doesn't have a form. It doesn't have a phenomenon.
他那颗无相的心会不会骂你？会不会赞叹你？他骂你站在你的时候是语言。可是不是那颗心。
So that mind that's formless and phenomenonless, would it actually yell at you or, you know, give you praises? No, the praise or the scolding, those are merely forms of language. It's not the mind itself.
以后回去的时候你就看，就是你仔细看，就看看那一个布袋戏背后的那一只手啊，你不要被他所讲的话还有表情被他什么被他迷惑了。
So next time when you go home, just pay more attention to the hand behind the puppet show. Do not be confused by the forms externally, by the words that she says or by the things that she does. Try to look for the mind that's behind all that.
妈妈只是一个代表，你看到任何人其实都可以用这种模式。我是不是他看到他那一个这个表情声音背后的那一颗心
So, mother is merely an example that I'm using. You should actually apply this, extend this kind of ways of thinking to all phenomenons that you encounter, including with the people that you interact with. Whoever you see, their facial expressions, the words they say,those are merely external phenomena. It's not the mind itself of that person.
讲你们都在听了，有没有人有问题？还有五分钟。
Are there any questions? We still have 5 minutes left.
So if I look at you, and I saw the hand.Behind the puppet, and I see your mind. Is that different than my mind? Or is it one mind?
中文翻译一下，就是如果说我能够看到布袋戏背后那只手，当我看到你的时候，也同样看到你的心，那你的心是跟我的心是同样的吗？是一个心还是不同的心呢？
它是一个，也可以分成两个，就像虚空啊。你可以说两个虚空，也可以说一个虚空或是三个虚空，因为无形无相的心啊，比较简单的，你的心跟我的心的界限在哪里
？You got that? You can think of it as the empty space. You can say the mind is one mind or two mind, just like the space. Is there one space or two space? What is your space? What is my space? Can you draw the boundary between emptiness, between empty space?
他的心跟我的心是不是有界限?
Is there a boundary between your mind and my mind? Can you show me that?
Yeah, yeah.
这些花就是界限。
就是真正你体验到的时候，其实我们的心是什么？是不同的，不是心是共同，我们叫做法身，同一个法身。可是你说一个法身两个法身都没关系，为什么？你没办法分开界限，你也不能讲说它是一或是二。
So when you truly experience it, your true mind, then you realize it's neither one or two. It's all called the Dharma body, and you can't really draw a line of Dharma bodies.
对，等于是到最后就是说，我们的心就像虚空，但是虚空跟我们的心有一个不同的意思，是虚空是什么？没有见闻觉知，那我们这是心是有见闻觉知的虚空，它什么都没有。
So we can say that the mind is just like the empty space. The only difference between our mind and the empty space is that the empty space is that has no awareness. It cannot perceive and cannot think, whereas our mind can do that. But otherwise, the mind is just like a vast empty space.
那如果是这样的话，你就知道，就是说你如虚空的心跟我如虚空的心，它是没办法什么分界性的，两个叠在一起还是一个虚空，对不对？分开也是两个虚空，三个虚空，但是它唯一不同的，它有见闻觉知的功能。
So like I said, the mind is like empty space, and when you stack empty spaces together, stack two, stack three together, it's still one empty space. Yet you can still separate it into different empty space. It's just that empty space doesn't have awareness, and your mind has awareness.
我们时间到了
，Time's up。
希望你们用这一个今天的拿回去去纪念你的妈妈，过母亲节啊。
So I hope that you're able to take these concepts with you and use this understanding to pay respect to your mother. And when you think of her, think of this concept also, and let us practice together.
你告诉他说，心中的妈妈不是妈妈，那心中的儿子也不是儿子，所以我乱跑的话，你不要担心。
So you can tell your mom that, well, 法师 says the mother in my mind is not the mother, same thing. The son, the concept of your child in your head is not your real child. So if I run around, I don't come back, I don't follow the curfew, you don't have to worry either.
阿弥陀佛。
Thank you, 阿弥陀佛。
谢谢国行法师，各位请起立 ，Please rise.